Baba Basra Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph, page 91, side 8. May hiparchio li hiparchio, that is from one place to another place. In other words, from the last mechoiz, last area in Eretz Yisrael, to the first area of Syria, because they're close to each other. Tana Rabbana, we learned in a braisa in mishtakrin, you cannot profit from business Eretz Yisrael. Those items that are necessary for one's life, for example, yainis, shmonim, uslotis, wine, oil, and fine flour. In other words, a merchant should not buy it from the owner and sell it in the price for more expensive, but the owner himself should sell it to every person in the regular price. The Gemara brings another opinion that disagrees. Amro lo v'Rabbi Elez ben Azariah. They said about Rabbi Elez ben Azariah, shoy mishtaka b'yayim b'shemen, that he would profit with wine and oil. And the Gemara explains his reason, that he dealt b'yayin and wine, the sovelok Rabbi ben Meseder. He holds like Rabbi ben Meseder before, who said on Tzadik Amud Beis, he allowed to take out wine to bring out wine to Chutz Loretz, because he didn't want them to drink too much in Eretz Yisrael. So, likewise, it's also better to increase the price of wine. He also dealt b'shemen, with oil, because b'asr, in his place, Rabbi Elez ben Azariah shkiach mishcha, there was common oil, and there is no worry that it's going to become increase in price. Tana Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, the Braise, mishtakrim pamayim b'veitzim, that you don't earn twice from the... from the business with the eggs. And the Gemara explains, Omar Mori Bar Mori, so Mori Bar Mori said, Pligi Bo, there is a disagreement to explain the braise between Rav and Shmuel. Chad Omar Al Chatre, one says that it means on 1-2, if he buys an egg for a dinner, he shouldn't sell it for two. So that means Emishtakrim Pamayi, meaning like two dinar instead of one. Chad Omar Tagor Le Tagora, one says one merchant to another merchant. Another one merchant should not sell to the second merchant, because that in that way the price of the eggs is increased, it becomes expensive. But the first merchant, he sells it directly to the people. Tana Rabbana. V'lun Nabraise, Masri'in. Masri'in means that we cry out in prayer, Al Prakmatya, about... Al-Prakmatya, that's a business that had become cheap and many merchants lost money. Afilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos, which there's a mitzvah to rejoice. And they want to explain. Rabbi Yochanan says, Kigoin, for example, that klepishton b'vavel, that the garments of flax became cheap in Bavel. The yain b'shem b'Eretz Yisrael, and wine and oil b'Eretz Yisrael became cheap, because most of the people of the city would have their livelihood from dealing with these matters, and their lives depended upon them. Amar Rabbi Yosef, said Rabbi Yosef, v'hu, and this halacha is only in a situation, the zal, that their price became very cheap, v'kom asoro b'shita, and the price of 10 garments is like the price of 6 garments. But if they didn't become so cheap, then we do not do the masrin to yell out and fill on Shabbos. Tana Rabbanan, within the Braise, and Yetzim Eretz L'chutz L'Oretz, we don't go out from Eretz Yisrael to outside Eretz Yisrael, because by doing so, a person will not be able to observe those mitzvahs that are dependent in Eretz Yisrael. Eleim Kein, unless the grain became so expensive, and he's in a place where they sell two saw of wheat for half a sella. Amdu sosayim aleim kein amdu sosayim besella, unless two saws of wheat cost a sella. Amar Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shimon, when did we say this din? This man she'ene moitze likach, at the time that he can't find to buy wheat for this price. Abo bisman she'moitze likach, but if he can find to purchase afilo amdo sa'o besela, even if it's standing that the price of a saw of wheat is in a seller, lo yetzi, shouldn't go out. The Braisa continues, "V'cheinu Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer." And so Rav Shimon Yochai said, this is evidence for this prohibition. And that he says, because we see that Elimelech, Machle, and Vechilian, which are mentioned in Megillas Rus, Aleph, Pasuk Aleph Hey, G'dayla Ador Hayu, they were great people of the generations, Parnosei Ador Hayu, and they were the Parnosei from the generation, Nemon Enshu, and why did they get punished that they died in the land of Moav? Because they had left Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. The Gemara learns now the pasuk Megillas Rus Shenemar, because it says Megillas Rus Aleph Yutes that when Naomi and Rus returned from Moav to Eretz Yisrael, it says Vatehem Kol Ha'ir Aleihem Vatoymar Nazois Naomi, and the whole city was wondering about them. It says, is this Naomi? So the Gemara asks, Mai, what did they mean when they asked, Hazois Naomi? This is Naomi. Rabbi Yitzchak Amru. Rabbi Yitzchak said, what they said was, Chazisam, did you see Naomi, she yotzus me'eretz l'chutz l'oretz, that she had left Eretz Yisrael to chutz l'me'olsolah. What happened to her? That her husband and both of her sons died. The Gemara brings a saying about Naomi and Rus coming to Eretz Yisrael. Vam Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Oitzah yem shabos Rus ha'mevil Eretz Yisrael, and that day that Rus ha'mevil came to Eretz Yisrael, Meisa ishta shel Boyas. So the wife of Boyas died. And shortly thereafter, immediately after, Boyas marries Rus. This is what people say. Adele shachiv shicha. Before the person dies, kaima manu beze. So there's somebody else standing already appointed on his house. In other words, that even before Boyas' wife died, Rus was already prepared for him in her stead. And this statement is coming to teach us that a person should trust Hashem. Because in that day that Boaz was smitten by the death of his wife, Hashem already prepared for him the refuah that Rus came to Eretz Yisrael and he married her. The Gemara brings additional saying statements with regards to the subject of Boaz. Omar Rabba Barabhuna, says Rabba Barabhuna, Omar Rabba Ifzon. Omar Rabba, is it the name of Rab? Ifzon, the judge, the Ifzon, which is mentioned in the Sefer Shoftim in Yud Beis Ches, is a Boaz. This is Boaz who's mentioned in Megillas Rus. So the Gemara asks, Michael Mashmalon, what does Rabbi Barav Huna come to teach us with this? And the Gemara answers that the Chiddush is Ki Idoch, the Rabbi Barav Huna, based on the other statement of Rabbi Barav Huna. The Omar Rabbi Barav Huna, Omar Rav, Rabbi Barav Huna said the name of Rav. Meyav Esri Mishtois also Boaz Libonov, that 120 parties Boaz made for his children and his daughter. Shenemar, as it says in Pasuk in Shoftim, Yud Beis Tes, Vayi Loi Shloishim Bonim, Ushloishim Bonis, Shilach Achutzo, Ushloishim Bonis, Hevi Libonov Min Achutz, Vayishpoit Es Yisrael Sheva Shonim. He had 30 sons and 30 daughters he sent out, and 30 daughters he brought for his sons from the outside. And he judged the Jews for the Israel for 7 years. Chol achas va'achas. And each time that he married off a son or a daughter, also shnei mishtois, he made two parties. Echad beveis achiviv, ve'echad beveis chomov. And one in his father's home and one in his father-in-law's home. So one in his father's home and one in his father-in-law's home. Ubechulam lezimen es menoyach, and in all of them he did not invite menoyach, the father of Shimshon, because during that time menoyach didn't have yet any children. And Omar, because Boaz said with regards to menoyach, kudna akora, he's like a preda, a mule that cannot give birth. But my potterly, what is he going to how is he going to repay me? He has no sons and he was not going to invite me to their marriages. Tana, we learned in the Braise, v'chulam, that all of his sons of Boaz, Meisu Bechayov, died during his lifetime. So Rabba Barav Huna came to teach us in the fact that he said that after this Boaz, that if a person marries a woman in his young age, he should go ahead and marry a woman also at his old age, just like Boaz did. That after his wife died, he married Rus, even though that not all of his children died, because he was afraid that perhaps his sons from his first wife will die during his lifetime, and he's not going to be left any male children. So had it not been for the words of Rabba Rabba Huna that Avtsin is Boyaz, then we would have thought that after the wife of Avtsin died, he did not go ahead and marry another woman. And that Boyaz wasn't married before he married Rus, but maybe that was his first wife. That if during your lifetime there were born to you 60 children that are going to die during your lifetime, shitin lamalach. So these 60, what kind of benefit is there to you? It's better that you should trouble and marry another woman, and she will give you only one son, the mishitin zaris, that he is stronger and healthier more than the earlier 60. In other words, from all those 60 sons that your first wife of Boaz gave birth to him, nothing was left to him. So it was good to him that he's married Rus, who gave birth to Ovid, from which David HaMelech came out. Simon now to remember the statements that are brought below, that Rabbi Chanan bar Rav said, name of Rav, is Molach, which is Elimelech, V'shalmon uploini almoini, Avraham, that's the mother of Avraham, Eser Shonim, is the 10 years that Avraham was incarcerated, and Sheniftar, that day that Avraham died, Nisnasi Levadai, Mamisnasi L'chadroish, the one who exalts, so all from the head. We'll see in the Gemara. Omer Avchonon Bar Rove, Omer Av, Avchonon Bar Rove said the name of Rab. Elimelech, the husband of Naomi, V'shalmon, and the father of Boaz, Uploini Almoini, and the Ploini Almoini, that's the relative of Naomi that didn't want to redeem the field. V'avi Naomi, and the father of Naomi, Kulam b'nei Nachshon ben Aminodav him. They're all the sons of Nachshon, the son of Aminodav. The Gemara asks, Michael Mashmalon, what is this thing coming to teach us? The Gemara says, Shafilu mishi yesh lo ischus ovis, that even one who has such merits from the father, like Elimelech, that he was from the sons of Nachshon, who was a leader in a chosid, eino medes lo b'shosh yeitzu medes l'chus loretz. It does not stand by him if he leaves from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Lares, and therefore the Melech was punished when he went out to Chutz Lares. V'amar Avchonon bar Rav amar Rav, another statement of Chazon bar Rav, Imei de Avraham, the mother of Avraham, her name was Amaslai, Bas Karnavai. Amaslai, the son of daughter of Karnavai. What was the name of Imei de Homon? Homon's mother's name was Amaslai Bas Urvitsi. V'simonech, and the sign for the names is Tomei, Tomei. Oirafti comes from the language of Oirif, the raven, which is a impure bird. And Homer is also Tomei. So that means Amaslai Bas Urviti, like an Oirif. And Toir, Toir. Karnavoi is... comes from the Loshen Kritzoin, a herd of sheep, which are Toyer. And also Avraham was Toyer. So by him, his mother was a Maslai Bas Karnevoi Kritzoin, Karnevoi. By him, it was Oirev. He made the David. David Melch's mother's name was Nitzvos Bas Adoyel Shema. What's the name of Imei the Shimshon, of Shimshon Agiber? Tzilel Poinis. Vachosei, and what's the name of Shimshon's sister? Was Nashia. So the one says, the man of Kimina, why do we need to know all these names? The one answers, the Shuvas Haminim. To answer the, to respond to those Minim, Apikursim, who question what is the name of their mothers, and we will be able to respond to them as it was given over through the prophets verbally. Omar Avchonon bar Rav amar Rav, Avchonon bar Rav said name of Rav, Eser Shonim Nechbash Avraham Avinu, 10 years Avraham Avinu was incarcerated in the prison through Nimrod. Sholish Be Kuson, 3 years he was in a place called Kuson.
V'sheva antiyu bekardu, in the kardu. But Rav Dimna Ardoe mas neibcha. Rav Dimna learned the opposite, that the 7 years he was in Kusa and 3 years he was in kardu. Amar Rav Chisda, says Rav Chisda, that there's a place which is called Ivro Ze'ero de Kusa. The Ivro, the small Ivro of Kusa that is in Kusa, Zeur Kazdim. That is Ur Kazdim, as mentioned in the Torah, in Bereshit Vav Zayin. That Avram was thrown there into the oven of fire and he was saved. And one who passes there needs to make the bracha. Baruch Shnos Vizna Vesenim Vakam Azeh. Vamar Abchanu Barav Amarav. Another thing that Abchanu Barav said in Amarav. That Oysa Yem Shiniftar Avram Avinu Min Ha'ilom. That a day that Avram Avinu passed from this world. Amdu Kol Gedoyle Umes Ha'ilom Beshura. So all the nation, great of the nations stand in a line like the mourners. And they said, "Oy loy loy lom shavad, woe to the world that lost."